1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. Already at 41 degrees outside, expecting mostly cloudy skies, and we will stay dry. That snow not coming until late tonight. A Sheboygan man who was caught in the act of having sex with a 14-year-old girl has been sentenced to prison. 27-year-old Andrew Stewart was arrested last June after his living girlfriend returned home unexpectedly to their residence on Swift Avenue and found him with the 14-year-old and then contacted police. During the investigation, the girl told police she had sex with Stewart on three previous occasions. He appeared recently before Judge Angela Sukevich in Sheboygan County Court and was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison, to be followed by 6 years on extended supervision. The Sheboygan Falls School District's Board of Education will vote this evening whether to approve putting a referendum on the April ballot. Superintendent Gene Bourne said following the defeat of last year's referendum for a new middle school and auditorium, the district got input from around 1,400 community surveys to see what to do next.
70% of the people who were surveyed and responded said, please keep moving forward, you know, try something. Obviously, the number one reason it did fail, according to the people in the survey, was because of the cost.
The new referendum would be two questions, one for the middle school and one for the auditorium. The cost for both at $30.2 million is over $3 million less than last year. The board meeting will be at the high school library and begin at 6:30. The death of a three-month-old baby is being investigated by the Milwaukee Police Department. Officers were called to a residence and found it in a home yesterday morning. They are calling the child's death suspicious. A man has died after jumping into a quarry on Saturday in Pewaukee. The 24-year-old man died at an area hospital, and police are continuing to investigate. Family members called the police around 8 p.m. Saturday night saying the man was suicidal. A guard at the Milwaukee County Jail is under investigation for an alleged rape. The employee is accused of sexually assaulting an inmate in the jail. Charges are being sought for sexual assault, obstruction, and misconduct in office. The correctional officer is currently locked up in the Waukesha County Jail. A break coming for some people hit by the chemical spill in West Virginia. Some residents will be able to flush their pipes to get them cleaned out, but they're being warned to limit the amount they use so as not to strain the system too much. West Virginia Governor Earl Ray Tomblin at a news conference saying the water tests are showing good results.
The numbers we have today look good, and we're finally at a point where the do not use order is being lifted in certain areas.
This is the fifth day of the water emergency for about 300,000 people. Investigations have begun into Freedom Industries, which has claimed responsibility. The company says a tank leaked into the Elk River, and they cleaned up the area and moved the chemical to a site away from the water supply. The slow rise in gas prices continues across the area and the state. Most gas stations in Sheboygan County are selling a gallon of unleaded regular at $3.23 this Monday. A few are slightly higher at $3.27. This recent jump in prices matches what has been happening across the state. Wisconsin AAA's fuel gauge report for this Monday has a statewide average price of $3.26. That is up 2 cents from this time last week and 14 cents from this time last month. The recent rise in prices across the country is due to year-end production decisions at refineries that lowered supply for a time. This rise may not last long as crude oil prices on world markets have gone down nearly 10% over the past 2 weeks. Wisconsin's retail and factory workers would no longer be required to get a day off each week under a bill proposed by Republicans in both houses. Senator Glenn Grothman, Assemblyman Mark Bourne are seeking co-sponsors for the measure. They said the state's largest business group first suggested the change after noticing that federal law does not require what the state mandates, at least 24 hours off for each 7-day week. The bill's authors say it would let employees volunteer for a seventh day each week so they can make a little extra money and their companies can boost production. Assembly Democrat Corey Mason says the required day off is a legal protection that exists for a reason. Mason calls the GOP measure a, quote, slap in the face to ordinary working folks, saying they fought long and hard for 40-hour work weeks and weekends off. New precautions are in place for tax season by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue to protect people's identities. The program is called Identity Verification and includes 4 multiple-choice questions to help confirm someone's identity when they file a tax return. It can be done over the phone or online and could include sending in more documentation to help verify an identity. The state's tax processing starts today, while the IRS will begin accepting returns on January 31st. If you think snowmobiling conditions are perfect across Wisconsin thanks to the recent cold spell, think again. Mike Kinzel has more.
TravelWisconsin.com says trails are closed in most of the southern half of the state right now. In the northern half, most of the trails are open and good to excellent. Portage County lies in the middle. Those trails are now closed. Officials said about 20 inches of snow have fallen in central Wisconsin this winter. but most of it has been the light, fluffy variety, and it doesn't last under the weight of the high-powered sleds. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
And for the first time in over a decade, the doors to the state capitol's first floor were unlocked this morning. The doors atop the capitol's four grand staircases have been shuttered ever since the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. Visitors and employees have since been required to enter the state house on the ground floor at street level around the capitol square. Administration Secretary Mike Hisp said it was an understandable precaution to lock the upper entry doors in 2001. That was because our nation had been attacked and no one knew what the next target would be. Now, he says it's both a literal and symbolic gesture to reopen the doors with a focus on open and transparent government. Taking a look at your forecast, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, and we will stay dry as temperatures stay above freezing. Tonight, cloudy and that snow developing late and a low near 18, and we could see plenty of snow tomorrow, possibly up to 6 inches in the area and a high near 28. Currently outside, 41 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.